What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. It's high noon in the District of Columbia. And right now, caller number 10, 800-636-1067. You win two tickets to see Lee Bryce. What you know about that tour, 2025. Thursday, October 23rd at Eagle Bank Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. That's right. Get your Lee Bryce tickets right now. I am fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in our friend, Mr. Ike Reese. Of course, you can listen to him on WIP in Philadelphia every afternoon from 2 to 6. Ike, what's up, man? Thanks for making time for us. Ike, you there, dude?
Yeah. Hold on. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we
hear you, man.
All right. JP, big bro, what's up, man? Hey, listen. I haven't updated my iPhone. I'm just saying. Listen. The pay is good, but it's not as great as it is down there for you and JP. I'm just saying.
I doubt that.
I need to update my version.
Nah. I know you think you're lying to.
You can listen to Ike every afternoon on WIP in Philadelphia. Of course, a Pro Bowler in his career playing with the Eagles, dealing with B. Mitch. It must have been wild. I asked our producers to see if you were available today because I think there's two really specific things I wanted to ask you about. And
okay.
I want to start with, which is a crazy timeline, Nick Sirianni gets a contract extension. The dude has been to two Super Bowls and won one in the last 3 years. Hell yeah, he gets a contract extension. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But this time last year, people were calling for his head.
Yep.
Yeah, that's life in Philadelphia. Yeah, that's how it rolls, man. It's not easy coaching here. It's not easy being the star player here in this town, especially if expectations aren't met. But I also know how great it is when expectations are met. And that isn't just necessarily in championships, right? We've been fortunate over the last decade to win a couple, but this town isn't littered with championships. So a large part of their sort of undying love and support and respect for the key figures in this town is how you go about your business. Now, for a player, that's how much effort do you put in? How much do you care? Like, these types of things matter to the Philadelphia fan. And for a head coach in this town, winning ultimately matters, but there's also a connection there that has to be made between coach and the city. And it usually comes from the coach sort of understanding where the city's passion comes from and where their desire to want to win comes from. And sometimes that is misplaced in criticism, harsh criticism, calling for your job. But the coaches that have been able to navigate that and sort of turn that around, those are the coaches that have been successful here. And I'll tell you, B. Mitch, he played here for a short time. I've been here since 1998. So we're talking 27 years now that I've been here. there hasn't been a coach that's come here that's had any sustainable time here that hasn't gone through that roller coaster with this fan base. And Nick has gone through it, and I think he's come out on the other side for the better. And I think fans are starting to at least be able to appreciate his approach, his method, his ideology. More importantly, how he gets the best out of his players. And that's ultimately what matters to us as fans, is does he get the best out of his players? And he's proven that in his time here as a head coach.
I think like it's a – like the small group of fans who act like idiots the most time, they give the the rest of the fan base a bad rap. And that's what I picked up because, hell, I was disliked for 10 years. Went there for 3 years, and you would think I played there my whole career. You know, because when you are, they hold you accountable. And I think Nick, he when he made that mistake and he came back to try to change it up a little bit last week going with after the fans, he knew at that point, because if you go after one, the rest of them are going to stick with the fans.
Yep.
And I think by winning on top of that and apologizing changed the people's mindset for him.
Yeah, I think holding yourself accountable, and he said that at the time, his sort of intentions may have been in the right place. And I think ultimately when that shook out, check this out, ultimately when that shook out, it really was him going back to a fan that he had an earlier conversation with, and really he went back in validation and saying, I told you we would run the ball and we would get the win. How do you like it now? Like it was really more one of those things versus being combative with the fan, but the optics are really what matters, and we know how that goes. But to your point, he acknowledged that's probably not the best way to go about conducting yourself as a coach, as a head coach in this league. It's not probably smart to be viewed as you're going back and forth with your fans, because that's what gets played Monday on ESPN all day long, and it's just not a good look, regardless of what your intentions were. So sometimes, and this is why I love him. He wears his emotions on his sleeves, and sometimes his emotions can get the best of him. But I watched this guy from the time he's gotten here, and he has grown as a coach who had never been a play caller, who had never been a head coach at any other time in his career. In this city, under the circumstances in which he took over as a head coach for a Super Bowl winning coach, and a franchise quarterback in Carson Wentz, who no longer wanted to be here. And so he didn't know where his organization was headed at that time. He's grown from that year in 2021 to where he's at now. And we've gotten a chance to watch him grow. So I think some of those things he has in his DNA, his dad was a coach. I think his brother is a coach, and his brother played ball. So he sort of comes from that family tree of sort of how to understand and knowing how to work his way through it. And the biggest thing that I've come to learn and appreciate with him, I think, B. Mitch, you would too, as players, his players love playing for him. Like his players have always come out in the worst times and defended him. And you know, 2023, when things weren't going well down the stretch, some of the key figures, the Jason Kelseys, the Fletcher Cox, the Brandon Grahams, these guys, the A.J. Browns, they stood out there for him and supported him as a head coach. And man, who would have thought that a year later that he would have been hosting a Super Bowl trophy? I certainly did not expect that. And, I mean, last year more than any other year, he proved what his value is as a head coach here, because he had to navigate some early stuff in that year. That last year wasn't just a cakewalk to the Super Bowl title.
Yeah.
They had some things they had to get through early in the year. We spoke early in the year about that last year.
We did.
And I didn't know how it was going to turn out. And boy,
you know, I think what happened with him, he's done some stuff. And I know I can use myself as an example. If I'm on a team against you, you don't like me. If I'm on a team with you, you love me. And I think he's done some stuff. He's done some stuff that makes people not like him, even some people in that city. But what you just said caught my attention. He wears his feelings on his sleeve. Mm-hmm. That's what Philadelphia does. So why? I can't understand why they get mad at him.
Hey, JP and Brian, listen. It's like you got to look at yourself in the mirror. That's what it is. We see that reflection of ourselves. We're like, hold on. So instead of embracing that, sometimes we don't like the sort of raw emotion that comes back from the players and the coaches. And he's not the only one. We got a couple guys on the team the same way, man. Like it's navigating the sort of raw emotion and sort of the unfiltered responses at times with this team. Honestly, as a fan base, I think this has really tested us as a fan base, and we've come to appreciate these guys because, quite frankly, it's one thing to talk. It's another thing to actually back it up. And they backed it up and actually won a Super Bowl here. So when we get the outspoken player or the player that will come back at us as the media or a fan base, we're less critical of those guys because it's like, if nothing else, they win. They've earned the right to come back at us at times when we're critical of them, even if we don't like it.
Absolutely. We're talking with Ike Reese. You can hear him afternoons on WIP in Philadelphia every afternoon, 2 to 6. Of course, played 7 years for the Eagles, 2 years for the Falcons. Ike, the other thing I...
Was that call intentionally or not?
No, that wasn't intentionally. I talked to D-Hall yesterday about you, man.
I can appreciate that call. It was well placed, though. Thank you. I appreciate it.
He knows what he's doing, man. if you want to give Ike a follow, you can. It's Ike58 Reese, R-E-E-S-E. Of course, Ike joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. All right, Ike, I think getting Sirianni's deal done was always going to happen and was clearly the correct move. The other big news, I think, that is directly impacted for the Eagles is the tush push. And it sure looks to me, I'm not in Minnesota this week, but I've been to enough of these meetings. The way Green Bay has revised the language in this proposed rule change sure looks like they did what needed to be done to get this thing finished. What do you think of the league trying to come at the tush push?
Oh man, we've had this conversation up here
in
Philadelphia. Yeah. Ongoing from the first set of voting. And then when we realized that, hold on, they're going to table it and bring it back up a month or two later. So since that point on, we've been sort of bracing ourselves for the news that would come down either today or tomorrow that this will probably be banned. So we've sort of been trying to talk our way through it. There's different stages of trying to get through this. Some of it is anger, resentment, bitterness that we feel like, you know, everybody is trying to attack the Eagles and weaken what we do well because of whatever reason, because we just won the Super Bowl. And so they feel like it's an unfair advantage, all these sorts of things. You got to sort of work your way through that. Me personally, and I said this long before we ever won a Super Bowl, I said this years ago when we were discussing this. It may have been the first year I may have really talked about it. He went to the Super Bowl in 2022, but he didn't win it against Kansas City. But that may be in the year that it was first really talked about from our standpoint. As a defensive player, I've never been in favor of the play. I'm just being honest with you. I've never been in favor of the play as a defensive player. I think it's an unfair advantage for defensive players. I've been on record of saying that. It's not very popular here with our people here in Philadelphia. Because
<Sure not. laughs>
yeah, it's not very popular. It's not the popular opinion. But, you know, it's my honest opinion. So
sure.
that's just how I feel about it. But I also understand from an Eagles fan perspective, which I am also, that it's a play that was being run within the rules of the game. It's not an illegal play. We did it better than most teams. Some teams have tried to do it. Buffalo has been a team that has been successful with doing it. I've seen Baltimore do it a different way by using Mark Andrews at the time as the quarterback and pushing him. So I've seen other teams do it. They're just not as good as the Eagles are. And so I get it from our fans' perspective that we feel like you're taking something away from us that's an advantage for us, that's well within the rules. This is the NFL. This is the NFL, and if you get you kick up enough dust about something, they'll change the rules on the fly, whether it makes sense to us as fans and people who follow the game, or even us as players, they'll change rules, whether it makes sense to us. So for whatever reason, there is something behind the scenes brewing that people may not be in favor of this play, and it looks like they're going to get rid of it. Here's my thing as an Eagles fan, and here's why I don't get as emotionally charged about this, because I don't think we need it. I don't think we need it to be successful. So it's a great play to have, and we use it to our advantage, and we take advantage of it. I get that. But taking it away, in my opinion, is not going to change who we are as a football team. Mm-hmm. We draft big offensive linemen. We got big interior linemen. Our quarterback is very strong from the bottom up, right? So like, those things aren't going to change. And as far as I'm concerned, we'll still be able to get a yard if we need to get a yard. Like, that's the way I look at it. So I'm not as emotionally outraged by it as some of our fans may be, just because, quite frankly, I don't think we needed to be successful. I think we took advantage of it because it was there. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sitting here feeling like this is what the success of the Eagles hinge on, is the tush push. Guess what? Y'all still going to have to line up against this midnight green and beat us. Like, that's what's still going to have to happen, with or without the tush push. That's why I'm at. See, that's why I'm at as a Super Bowl champion right now. That's what I feel like.
But no, I'm liking it
right now.
I liken it to the people that are asking to reseed the playoffs. If you are the better team, then the rule could change. You still should be the better team. You know, whether True. You're in somebody's stadium or in your stadium, if you're the better team, win. Don't be the best record, lose, and then complain about, oh, we should have had a home game. No, you played that way, you would have lost any damn way.
Well, listen, Washington proved that by going to Detroit.
I said that earlier. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So I agree with you on that, B. Like, in football, it's the one sport that's not a series, so it's not the best of seven. You got to be the best on that day, and if you don't bring your best that day, then you're going home.
Yep.
You're going home, whether you're already at home or you're on the road. Your season is going to be over with. Your season is going to be over with. So I get that as well, B. I think the NFL sometimes could be its own worst enemy by trying to make everybody happy, right? It's like when they hear something being complained about or what have you, then they and if it's enough people complaining, they're going to say, okay, you know what? Let's go in here and change the rule. They've even changed rules 1 year and then changed it back the next year. Like they've done that before with the NFL.
They're already looking to change the onside kick rule again.
Again.
Which I still think
it's an advantage for some people. When we had David Akers, David hit that thing into the ground. It goes up 25 yards. You think you can fair catch it, but you can't.
But the rule change they're considering now, so you're only allowed to call for an on, because you have to declare you're doing it, right? You're only allowed to do it in the fourth quarter. Now they're preparing, they're at least discussing allowing that you could go for an onside kick at any point in the game as long as you're trailing. The giant problem, my biggest quarrel with the change to the kickoff rules is the surprise onside kick is one of the most exciting plays. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I mean, everybody remembers the Saints in the Super Bowl, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, hey, JP, you're talking to two guys right here. We got some memorable plays with that surprise onside kick, man.
Right.
We know how much of an advantage that was for us. When actually it was a surprise. It's not even a surprise anymore. You got to tell everybody you're running an onside kick now, so it's not even a surprise. But yeah, John Harbaugh was a man. He was a mastermind at that, man. And we seemingly knew when to run that at the right time, except for the 1 year in 2003 when against Parcells, he was ready. We tried that the opening game. He took it back for a touchdown. Somebody on the Cowboys, somebody on the Cowboys took that back for a touchdown in 2003 against us. It worked out for us.
Hey, Ike, last thing for me. What do you think about the proposed rule change to have NFL players in the Olympics doing flag football?
Love it. Love it. Love it. Now, listen, I don't know who's all going to participate in this thing, but I love it. I'm a big fan of flag football. My kids played flag football growing up. I understand people who may be concerned about certain risks or what have you that could come, pulled hamstrings, stuff like that. You know, these guys are training in the off season anyway. I know it's not as intense as it would be in the Olympics if you're trying to get a medal, but man, if to see football on that stage, the Olympics, flag football, and depending on, you know, which quarterbacks would be willing to come out and participate, and the next thing you know, if you get a quarterback out there, then you know his receiver is going to want to be out there. So that, I think it's something good. And once people get past the fear factor of it, I think it's a great sport. I love to see it on the Olympic stage, especially when you're talking about Summer Olympics. We need other things to sort of intrigue us to watch the Summer Olympics. Once you get past the gymnastics and track and field, I mean, what are we watching the Summer Olympics for? Michael Phelps isn't in there.
You're not
anymore.
Into the breakdancing?
So, not yet. Boy, oh my goodness. We ought to replace that. That might be the worst. Well, that's the worst thing.
I said she didn't break dance. She broke the dance.
Man, I don't know if they could have did anything worse to the culture than adding breakdancing to the Olympics, man. That was bad. Yeah. Flag football, I'm all in, man. I'm all in for it.
Ike, thank you so much for making time, man. Always appreciate talking with you.
You know, I appreciate you guys, man. Right. Take care, big bro.
Take care, man. All right, bro.
Yep.
That is Ike Reese. Give him a follow at Ike58Reese, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. And if you ever want to check in on Eagles Nation, throw on Afternoons with Ike on WIP. WIP is a wild place, man. That is a wild place. Now, if for some reason you're moving to Philadelphia, there's only one company you should call: Metropolitan Moving and Storage, the official and unofficial moving and storage company of 106.7 The Fan. They moved a bunch of the folks here at the station. I think JP Flames had to move them a couple different times. It's not just homes, though. They can also move your office. Say you got to go across town. You know what? I bet a lot of offices are going to move to be in about 6 years. Ward 7, to be closer to the new RFK Stadium. Whatever it is you're looking for, the folks at Metropolitan Moving and Storage can take care of you. Say you want to list your house, but you don't have a place for all your stuff to go. They can store it so you can stage your house, make more money. Whatever it is you're looking for, they can pack your boxes for you. They build custom crates for any sort of artwork or sculptures or anything like that. And this is a huge one. They never share truck space. So your stuff's never going to end up in Yuma, Arizona instead of Rockville, Maryland. There's no shared truck space. I've known these dudes since high school. I've known Justin and John. They've done a great job building the DMV's leader in moving and storage. Check them out at dcmetropolitanmoving.com, dcmetropolitanmoving.com, or you can hit up my boy Justin, 301-279-0090. He loves steak. Who doesn't? Call Metropolitan Moving and Storage.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you.
the DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
NFC East. What do you think it's like? Player off day is Tuesday. Maybe guys go out Monday night. What do you think it's like when B. Mitch and Ike Reese walk into the club in 2001 in Philadelphia?
We were hosting. We actually threw the party.
And yeah, I believe that.
So we didn't have to worry about getting in.
I don't.
Just so many drinks.
What were you drinking then? Gin? Wasn't there a gin phase?
Nah, not at that time. That was Bone Crusher stuff.
Oh, let me get a Bone Crusher.
And Grey Goose.
Oh, Grey Goose.
Yeah.
Grey Goose was real big when it like burst on the scene right there.
That's what we were drinking at Ray Roos.
Think about the coaches on this staff. Jim Johnson passed away, but had an opportunity to be a head coach 100 times. Obviously, Andy Reid. Brad Childress was a head coach. Juan Castillo has been a coordinator on both sides of the ball. David Culley, who means a lot to you personally. Yep. Leslie Frazier's been a head coach. John Harbaugh's been a head coach, is a head coach. Sean McDermott is a head coach. Ron Rivera was on that staff. Mm-hmm. I believe Pat Shurmur is Deion's.
Pat was on there.
Isn't Shurmur Deion's OC in Colorado?
Now, yes.
Spagnuolo's been a head coach and is widely considered one of, if not the best D coordinator in the NFL out in Kansas City. I mean, just.
He was like a assistant, a quality control dude back then.
He was DB's coach, it's listed here. But, yeah, I mean, you wonder why teams like that are really good when you put a staff together like that. All right, left hand up, confession here. I somehow lost today's show sheet and only have yesterday's. So I'm going to audible.
Look.
I did.
How you lost a sheet? You haven't gone anywhere.
I don't know, B. I got Monday. I did want to briefly address something, though. Apparently, Jeff went to CVS and was unable to purchase chips and salsa at Landfill's request. He said there were too many boxes and he couldn't get around them.
I thought he said it was big and strong. Bro.
Are those the facts, Jeff? Landfill asked you to go get him some chips and salsa at CVS, and you were unable to because there were too many boxes.
Bro, they were stocking their shelves, and everything was in one aisle. And it ain't like it was five boxes or two boxes. It was literally boxes up to the height of me, packaged and wrapped and everything. They're literally busting these boxes down and open. Dude is scanning with the CVS employees to make sure the inventory is right. Dude, I wasn't about to go, like, step over juice boxes and all this just to get some chips and some dip, bro. And I asked him, could he move it over so I can get through that? Like, you couldn't even step between the boxes and the chips to pick anything. Landfill, I just knew the chips was right there.
Landfill, if you had to guess one person of the five of us that would go to CVS and be incapable of getting the chips and salsa, who would be your pick for that?
You, JP.
Jeff would be my one, but you would also be high on that list.
Right? Like, what?
J-Dogs forever.
Like, if B-Mitch goes to CVS to get chips and salsa, he's getting the chips and salsa.
You imagine B-Mitch encountering the box barricade that stunted Jeff's chip acquisition.
Yeah, he would run through it and yell, "I'm Brian Mitchell." I can see it right now.
If B. Mitch went to CVS and they were out of chips and salsa, he'd wait while the cashier went to another store and got some.
Listen, bleep bleep, you better walk to Harris Teeter and get me some damn chips and salsa.
Hey, I'm not that mean. I'm nice.
Well, Landfill, I'm sorry about the chips and salsa thing. If it was me, I would have gotten it.
I mean, it's a tragedy.
Here's what I think. I think had I gotten to...
Y'all are terrible, man.
If I had gotten to CVS, I would have gotten the chips and salsa. But there's a very good chance that something would have happened to me between here and CVS that I get distracted or just do something else.
You would have forgot why you went there.
Totally. Completely possible.
Yeah, JP would have came back with like some plastic forks or something, talking about something. Hey, I got some more forks for the station.
We always need forks.
I guarantee he would not have known why he went to CVS.
I'd have to call. B, you played in the NFL. This is wild.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Ryan is a guard for the Packers.
All right.
Dude, he missed more than $2 million bonus.
Oh, I saw that.
By two snaps.
See, that's straight BS right there. They could have still said, "Man, we really appreciate it. We're going to give you that bonus anyway." Two snaps. The man, and they probably took him out of the game so he wouldn't get the two snaps.
Here's the craziest part. It was two snaps over three seasons. If he had played two more snaps.
Over three seasons?
Yeah.
See, that's just. And that's what I want any fan listening to understand this. When you talk trash about a player holding out and stuff like that, that's the damn reason they hold out. That's the reason they always want to get their money. Because two snaps over three seasons, you decide you're not going to pay this man? They bench you at moments to make sure you don't get money. So that's why players go for what they got to do. They go for the juggler.
His agent went through and calculated the snap counts from Pro Football Reference. Now, Pro Football Reference is not owned by the NFL, but it is widely considered. Media, players, scouts, coaches.
So they say he deserves it.
His agent said, "We had him at 35% of snaps exactly. However, the NFL and NFLPA both had him just under. So per the Packers, they're not giving him the escalator. We are pretty disappointed about it for sure."
Yeah, that's that BS. That
you want to know why players hold out? A source with knowledge of NFL contracts said some contracts contain specific language about not rounding up when it comes to statistical marks for incentives or escalators.
That's that BS.
The NFL's numbers had this young man, so he had to get to 35% of snaps. He got to 34.952% of snaps, according to them. Now, his agents got him at 35.
So, 0.048.
I mean, did you ever have an incentive like that, like a trigger that you just missed?
I didn't have a trigger with the percentage like that, but I had somewhere I have to have a certain amount of yardage by the end of the season, and I get paid $750,000, and after two games, they decide don't let him run the ball again with 10 games left. And I knew if they gave me the ball, I would get to that 500-yard deal. One game, I had two carries for 105. They made sure I wasn't getting there. They basically said, "You are a return man. You are not running the ball anymore."
That's such...
So,
you know what's one of the things I think players probably love Tom Brady so much is
he knew what his other player needed, when.
Yeah. Beamish kind of does have something similar, though.
What?
You have 4,999 punt return yards.
But it wasn't going to give me no extra money for that.
Yeah, but 5,000 would be a lot easier to rattle off. You put 5K on the side of that beer can instead of 4,999.
Hey, man. Things happen.
Was there one punt you think you remember that you could have gotten one more yard on?
I could probably tell you about 15 of them that I actually had it.
What do you remember more, the plays you made or the plays you could have made?
The one that I could have and the ones that I made that were called back because somebody did something stupid. Like there was one guy behind me, 15 yards, he jumped on the guy's back.
What team? Here?
I was here.
What player?
I'm not going to say his name.
Do you remember?
I'm going to just say PA. Okay. I'll leave it at that. You got to figure that out.
Do you remember the touchdowns more or the fumbles? Because both are part of the game.
Touchdowns. You remember touchdown? You remember no fumbles?
Good.
Especially when your teammate recovered it.
Sure. I only mean the ones you lose. What is that feeling like? You, if a ball goes on the ground and you are just, your heart's in your throat, but then one of your guys
the
jumps
The one
on.
I remember the most was we were playing against, I think it was Houston, when we were like 7 or 8-0, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Both teams were 7-0 at RFK.
My knee hit the ground, and then the guy came and knocked the ball out. And I'm like, I was down. And like, oh, we don't know. And they were able to go in and challenge it, and I was down. Because I was like, oh, I don't want to be the reason that we lose the game. And so I remember that one distinctly.
I remember that Chip Lowmiller hit a field goal in overtime to win that game.
Chip called me this weekend.
What's he up to? Was he in Minnesota?
He was in Annapolis playing in Rip's tournament.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so both teams were 8-0 going into that game. Y'all had just beaten the Giants on Sunday Night Football when Gary Clark caught that play action mm-hmm. from Mark Rippon. And that game went to OT. And I don't know that I have this. I want to say Al Del Greco missed a kick, and then Chip made one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's – no, it was somebody named
Whoever the kicker missed it. But Chip made a lot of kicks, man.
He's a baller.
Yes, indeed. He was the biggest kicker, tallest kicker I've seen.
I don't know this, and if I had to guess back then, all sports betting I think was illegal unless you're in Vegas. The total in that game was 43. These were two high-flying, undefeated teams. That game went way under, 16-13 final.
Yeah.
I bet Vegas and the bookies made an absolute killing in that game.
Probably so.
The whole world was probably on the over.
That's probably where they built the new, the Aria and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's when they built the pyramid at MGM Grand. Going to be very interesting. At 1:30, our friend AJ Perez is going to join the program. He, I believe, executive producer or one of the producers on a new Brett Favre documentary set to drop on Netflix that I think is going to bring out a lot of conversation. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes things happen working at a radio station. You never know what the hell's going to happen, including our friend Chris Russell showed up. He said, boys, I got a bunch of candy for you. Bag full of candy. Thank you, Roos.
You're welcome.
B-Mitch immediately said, yo, how old is this candy?
You guys like to think that I bring you just discarded stuff, 6 day old,
well,
old
that's what
leftovers.
It's been in the past,
okay, I mean, you got, where's the track record
it's
of appreciation
Valentine's
of
Day.
Love?
And JB says, is it Valentine's Day candy? He said, no, it's not.
And there's
and it's straight Valentine's
because
Day
because I didn't
candy.
Even, I didn't
I just
even
pulled
look
this
at it.
Out of the bag, and it's a puppy on a heart shaped box of chocolates.
I didn't
and
even.
Rooster, what does that say?
It says, Happy Valentine's Day. What it doesn't say is, Happy Valentine's Day 2021. I'm just teasing.
Dude, I'm good with it. I love these. Jeff, I love chocolate balls. And Rooster just gave me a bag of them. And I'm fired up to eat these joints.
You gotta relax.
Yo, if you're watching on the stream.
And then he asked B-Mitch if he liked white chocolate balls.
And B said, what? Yes, give me one. That happened. Facts.
Y'all are insane, man.
You know that y'all don't say anything. I just let
JP,
them speak.
JP, you are insane.
I was, Lindor chocolate balls. I love these things.
I was just trying to share the love a little bit. Just trying to bring
thank you.
Some treats in for my guys. I haven't been here since Thursday.
Yeah, where the
I haven't
hell
seen
you been?
My guy B-Mitch in a week.
I haven't been in either.
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen you in a week, but it's nice to see him. I was in Cleveland and Canton for the weekend. So.
Okay, got to see the fam?
Yeah. Got great. To take Natalie to a... my daughter to a concert at the House of Blues in Cleveland on Friday night for two guys that she really likes and whatever. So for her 21st birthday,
oh, awesome.
Dad got to buy her a $20 drink, a frozen margarita for $20 at the House of Blues.
Can you do me
in
a favor?
Cleveland. Yeah.
Please tell me you didn't complain about the price of the drink to your daughter.
Oh,
I did not.
Yeah,
I'm going to complain.
He did.
I bet you did. I did not. I did tell her at some point this weekend, you go out to eat too much. You're spending too much of the money that you don't make. But I did not complain that night. I just willingly did it, took care of it, bought her a little dinner as well, and it was good.
Okay.
And me
great.
A Diet Coke.
Great.
Because I had to drive.
How much do you think a frozen drink at a concert should cost, Roos?
Not $20.
I'm not even trying to be a jerk. That sounds kind of cheap.
Really?
Bro, a beer at FedEx at Northwest Stadium's
well,
$20.
It's like 17, 18, right? For one of those tall boys?
I feel
24?
Like Jeff would be the best. Jeff,
I don't know.
What's a beer? It's like $19 at Northwest.
But you get
it
like a 24-ounce can, right?
Yeah,
one of
like,
the tall boy cans?
Yeah, it's the big cans. It's like
okay.
two
how
beer
big was
one.
The frozen?
I don't know. It was just a regular-sized drink. I don't know. I don't even know what was in it. She ordered it, and I said, okay.
Long Island.
Whatever it was. It was not the Long Island because I was looking at that, and I had just had the conversation with her. I said, Natalie, I said, you got to be careful. She's like, Dad, I just had one drink. I just ate. I said, Natalie, you got to be careful that the one drink you don't have is loaded with multiple kinds of liquor, like a Long Island iced tea, because
that's
got like
you grew
four
up
or
drinking.
Five. Yeah, exactly.
No mustard, but all the Long Island iced tea.
No
you could
French's
drink.
Yellow mustard, but all the LI iced teas.
Landfill, yeah. Is Rooster the closest thing we have to like the Tasmanian devil? Just pure chaos erupts from your path. Are you going to go share some of your chocolates, some of your Valentine's Day candy with the boys in the aquarium?
I am. That's who I tried to share it with, and then you saw it, and you immediately jumped down my throat and said, I got to bring it over here.
I needed the chocolate balls.
Okay.
Landfill, are you interested in this cuddly, cutie teddy bear that says bear hugs on it?
Valentine's Day candy again.
No, I'm good.
You don't want any Valentine's Day candy in late May?
Are those rejected gifts?
If there's anybody that speaks the language of love around here, it's Landfill.
Now that's the funniest thing you said ever.
I mean, occasionally a blind squirrel finds a nut, B.
He is a lover. Rooster, over under 10 and a half words you've spoken with White Brian.
I run into White Brian every day on the way to the bathroom or in the bathroom.
Whoa.
He is not very loquacious. But I always say hi.
I wouldn't want to talk in the bathroom
hi,
either.
Whatever. And he usually responds, but sometimes he ignores me.
I think I'm 80% sure White Brian is just a pretty boring, chill dude that likes to just like
be. I think he's an old man in a young man's body.
All right.
He acts like he's 75.
10% of me thinks he's a drug addict.
Damn.
There's a small part of me that thinks he's on meth, and that's why he's falling asleep.
What?
And that's why he's so quiet. Because he's using
He falls asleep at work.
Are you aware of what sports are on this week? Everybody's falling asleep.
I heard you bitching about what am I gonna watch on a Monday night? I think you got good advice. Watch Monday Night Raw.
I did not, but I'm glad for those that do.
Like me.
When are you gonna go watch wrestling with Rooster? He brought you all this Valentine's Day candy.
No, he bought that for you.
Landfield, what's more suspect, when Cakes gave B. Mitch a gift for Valentine's Day or when Rooster brought in a bunch of Valentine's Day candy in late May?
It was definitely when Cakes gave B. Mitch a Valentine's Day gift.
Cakes' wife gave me a thank you for speaking to her class.
On
Valentine's Day.
But his wife gave it to me. Wasn't Cakes.
Bruce, did you
If you want to come over and hang out and watch wrestling with me, I will
Bruce,
make sure.
Bruce, I'm not
sure.
Going to watch wrestling with you. I'm letting you know that right now.
Come on, man.
I'm not watching wrestling.
I just wanted to bond a little brotherhood.
Nah, Jeff and JP coming.
Nah, I'm busy.
Oh, yeah.
That's a busy night.
I was going to say, I was going to cook you up something fresh, something good.
Define fresh.
If you specify fresh, that means you don't normally cook fresh
stuff.
Fresh
means not expired.
You just rolled in here with Valentine's Day candy, and then I asked, is this for Valentine's Day? And you said no. And it literally says Happy Valentine's Day on it.
Because I didn't know what it was. I just...
How does a bag full of Valentine's Day candy emerge in your life on May 20th?
You know, I have secret powers. You know, things just emanate from the sky, and they just wind up in my car, and I said, I got to bring something to the boys.
Manna from heaven.
I was not expecting, you know, 20 questions.
You are writing a burgundy shirt.
I think you purchased that for people who were possibly coming over, and they never came.
That's true.
Like, B! You've been trying to dodge me for months.
If you went over to his house to watch wrestling and he gave you a bunch of Valentine's Day candy,
I might give him a right piece. A two-piece. Beep-beep.
Roost, everybody does the exercise, but B wasn't here. Did you go through, now that we know the Commander's schedule, and come up with a record?
No, did you come up with every game that they screwed you?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Well, yeah, we know that. Christmas Day, obviously. I didn't actually do that exercise because so many things changed, but if I had to guess, I would say this is a 10-win team.
Okay. We're going to do our
max.
Best. Max, he adds. They're not screwed by the schedule, Roos. Every time they play on Thursday means they get a longer break the other side.
You don't think of the layers of this problem that I think of.
Coins have two sides, bro. You flip it one way, it lands. You flip it the other way, lands the other way.
Hey, you are a glass half full kind of guy. I am a glass half empty. As a matter of fact, I'm a glass 75% empty kind of guy.
You're a Valentine's Day on May 20th kind of guy. Nobody go anywhere.
The Valentine's Day deliver.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.